Thanks for joining us on The Record. I'm Jeannie Yandel. What would your life be like if, for years, your employer had you use drugs to help you do your job? Former Seattle Seahawk Jerry Wunsch alleges that's what happened to him. The Seattle Times is reporting the Seahawks had players use a combination of opioids and other drugs to deal with pain on and off the field. Jerry Wunsch now deals with joint pain, stomach problems, and memory loss. He recently won a workers' compensation claim against the Seahawks, and now he's part of a class action lawsuit against the NFL. Jeff Baker is the sports enterprise and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times, and Baker told me about Jerry Wunsch, who was an offensive tackle in the NFL for 8 years.
For those not familiar with it, the offensive tackle is on the offensive line, so they tend to be the biggest players on the field, and they have to be because they play right on the outside of the line, and their job is to stop the fast rushing ends that try to get in and destroy the quarterback. So if you have to have good offensive tackles on a team, or else your quarterback's gonna get hurt really badly. So he did that. He did that for 8 seasons, and over those 8 seasons, he accumulated a lot of wear and tear on his body, a lot of pounding in his head. He estimates he had about 3 serious concussions and maybe 20 minor concussions. He's had injuries to his ankles, elbows. Ankles, elbows, feet, neck, back.
Well, you reported on the use of painkillers, opioids, other drugs to deal with all of those injuries. So what did that drug use look like for Wunsch and the other players on the Seahawks at the time?
Well, that's a big part of what Wunsch is alleging. He's saying that he took so many painkilling meds during his years with the Seahawks in this case and with the Buccaneers before him that a lot of the pounding he was absorbing on the field, he wasn't even aware of it because his body was so numbed to what was going on. And what we found during our investigation is, and this has been alleged now in a federal class action lawsuit as well, is that players around the league were getting shots of a drug called Toradol, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It's usually used for patients after they have surgery. That's what it was designed for. But it turns out football players for years have been taking this an injection pregame of this drug, not only to deal with existing pain, but to deal with pain they think is about to come in the game. And so you take a shot of Toradol, you go out on the field, your body is impervious to pain, you get bashed around all that much, so you aggravate additional injuries, you accumulate new injuries, and you don't feel it when it's happening. So a normal human being like you or I, we walk out there, we get hurt, we're going to feel it right away. We're going to say, hey, body tells you stop. But if the body's not telling you stop, it absorbs more blows. And that's at the crux of what he's upset about.
What are the other issues that arise when you combine all of these different drugs? An anti-inflammatory drug like Toradol, opioids, over-the-counter stuff like Aleve or ibuprofen, what happens then?
Well, and this was referenced in our story, one of the big issues Wunsch has had is serious stomach problems over the years, going back now over a decade. And one of the complications of taking Toradol in combination with other NSAID drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and we've mentioned a few, Aleve would be one, Motrin's another, and in his case, Indocin, which he was being prescribed regularly by the Seahawks. When you combine the two of them together, that can cause serious problems because Toradol's a very powerful version of ibuprofen. In fact, federal warning labels say not to take it more than 5 consecutive days because it can cause serious stomach ruptures. And so it's... when you combine that with other NSAID drugs, it supposedly causes serious stomach issues, can cause kidney problems, all types of other issues. So they tell you not to do it. But, you know, whether it was a mixing of NSAID drugs or just frequently taking it 5 days a week, getting a Toradol shot, taking another drug 5 days a week, then another Toradol shot, I mean, that can also cause complications.
I'm talking with Jeff Baker. He's a sports and investigative reporter with the Seattle Times, and his piece looks at a former Seattle Seahawk, Jerry Wunsch, and the drugs that he was given while he played as an offensive lineman for the team. And he sued the Seattle Seahawks over the damage that those drugs caused, as well as all of the injuries that he sustained. He's also part of a class action lawsuit now against the entire NFL. You mentioned that there is some evidence that players are at least still getting Toradol injections, that's currently happening. Overall, what do we know about drug use for NFL players?
Well, we do know that they keep saying that they're getting painkillers. In fact, there's a big movement in the NFL to from former players and from even the Players Association is now looking into it, potentially using marijuana as a substitute for opioid pain medication and for some of this other damaging pain medication that the players say that they're getting. I mean, they're saying marijuana can really heal their pain at times. It's actually legal in a number of states where players play, including this one. And so there is a push for the NFL to allow medicinal marijuana use to kind of prevent some of that. So that tells you it's still a problem. That pain medication use is still a problem if they are talking about this. I should clarify that he is not suing the Seahawks here in Washington. He's actually filed a workers' compensation claim. So I guess technically he's kind of filing a litigation against them here, but it's a workers' compensation claim in Washington. And then federally, he is a named plaintiff in that class action suit against the Seahawks and 31 other NFL teams. So and so that is ongoing. Every indication we have, though, from players is that whether it's Toradol, whether it's Vicodin, whether it's you know, name what a Percocet, whatever other drug painkiller you want to talk about, that painkilling use is still prevalent in the National Football League.
Well, what is the NFL's reaction to this class action lawsuit?
Well, the NFL says that players are receiving appropriate medical care. They say that the doctors are very careful in who they prescribe stuff to. That players are warned in advance what their medication is about, what the possible side effects are, the possible complications are, and they say that that nobody's basically carrying a pharmacy around with them from game to game. The teams aren't stockpiling opioids in their clubhouses and locker rooms. And here in Washington, Wunsch lost his initial compensation round, but then last month he won his appeal. And so the Seahawks now have until April 19th to file an appeal of that decision. And all indications are that they're probably going to.
Well, you spent time with Jerry Wunsch. What is his life like now?
It sounds terrible. I wouldn't change places with him. You know, either he's a very good actor or his life sounds pretty miserable. I mean, I witnessed him. He has trouble getting up and moving around. And like I said, he's either acting and faking it or that's the real thing. I don't have any reason to doubt him. He's a big guy. He's, I think, 6'6". He's almost 400 pounds. So, I mean, that's probably not helping. But it's hard to exercise when you're in constant pain and lose weight that way. He doesn't have a steady job. He lives in a 1,000-square-foot house that he bought for, I think it was $78,000 back in 2004. He drives a Ford F-150 pickup truck from 2006. So he's not a guy living in the lap of luxury. I mean, he has trouble moving around. He says he forgets things because of the memory lapses. And he's gotten compensation before from Social Security and from the NFL retirement fund. He's been deemed eligible for that. And so it's here in Washington where he's still battling the Seahawks over his right to compensation here.
Well, I feel like I need to point out at the end of your story, Jerry Wunsch says, even with everything he's been through, fighting with the Seahawks, being part of this class action lawsuit against the NFL, football must go on. He says that. His two sons are in high school and they play football. What do you think that says about our relationship with football? As a fan, this is a difficult thing to square.
I'll tell you what, I grew up in Canada and I played football there up until collegiate level. And I was even in training camp at the collegiate level. I've had 6 knee operations. I've had I have arthritic shoulder and arthritic knee, and I've been knocked out once and probably had a couple more concussions that weren't diagnosed. Now, from what I've read, I can tell you I have had that. I think it's a little unhealthy in this country, to be honest with you. I think the obsession that the average fan has with football is a little unhealthy. That said, I love the game of football. I think Jerry Wunsch loves the game of football. He obviously played it for a living. I think his kids love the game of football, and he doesn't want to stand in the way of his kids playing the game. But what he says, and it makes sense, is that if you have doctors that are working for the team and the team owners that profit from keeping players on the field, it almost runs counterintuitive to providing the best possible care to those players. There's a bit of a conflict there. Look, I've spoken to some of the Seahawks doctors, and they say we would never compromise our Hippocratic Oath. We would always do what's right for the patient. But there is a conflict there because you're being paid by the team, and the team profits in keeping players on the field no matter what. They don't profit when they have to get 5 replacements for one guy that keeps getting hurt. But there has to be advocates there that are directly involved with the player's well-being for it to work. And Wunsch says if they can't do that, then football can't go on because you're going to have guys going out there and getting seriously hurt long term.
So what should fans do? You said you feel like the relationship is a little unhealthy between fans and their love of football in this country. So
yeah.
How should a fan watch football?
I do. And I'll tell you what, nobody loved football more than I did playing it. I played it till I was, I think I was 20, 21 when I stopped. But I lived in another country where it wasn't the round-the-clock obsession that it is over here. And we had perspective. I think we had a little better perspective on it there. I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this stuff, but you asked me what I think, and that's truly what I think. I think that there are fans that are just too focused on it and that don't think about the athletes as well. It's almost like an old-time gladiators stuff from the Roman days. I mean, they want their people out there. They want them big and strong. I think a lot of the fans that watch the game nowadays don't appreciate that there's human beings playing it, and that, yeah, you want them big and strong and fast and entertaining you for the entertainment value, but not if it ruins their life afterwards. I don't think anybody truly wants that, and that's what I mean. I don't think fans are wrong for how they love football, but I think they have to take a step back from it and put it all in perspective. I think this is just one more conversation that's being held in the larger scheme of things.
Jeff Baker is the sports enterprise and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times, and we're tweeting out a link to his story on Jerry Wunsch now. That's at KUOW.